Hello.
Hi, Shane. This is Catherine calling back from Legacy Insurance Group. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. I had received your voicemail, so I just wanted to touch base, call you back, and get a claim going for you if that's what the voicemail that you left, it sounded like you needed to submit a claim, so I just wanted to get that going for you.
Yeah, I had some back and forth email with Sean. And it seems like getting a claim started is the right thing to do.
Okay.
I had submitted a claim with GEICO, but the person that should be at fault stopped communicating with both me and GEICO. And
Oh,
Sean had,
wow.
yeah,
Okay.
so that was confusing. I've left several voicemails, but at this point his voicemail box is full. So I have his insurance information. I have his name, phone number. I think I even have his address. I have all his information, just can't get a hold of him. And so Sean had said that, hey Shane, the problem with these types of scenarios is they need to get him on the phone to discuss his version of the events, to find him at fault. If they cannot, if you pursue a claim with your insurance policy, then even though the damage is not your fault, it still may count against you as an at fault accident or claim. And that part confused me. That didn't make any sense to me at all. So I was a little concerned and wanted to talk before just opening up a claim to make sure that that's not the case, because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to shed some light on the explanation behind what I believe that Sean was trying to say. So if we can certainly go ahead and submit a claim on your behalf, I would suggest, so what's going to happen, I'll submit this claim for you and then you'll be assigned an adjuster who will reach out to you normally within 24 hours once this claim is submitted. And from there, I mean, again, just because you clearly are not the at-fault party. You didn't do anything. This was a hit and run,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So because that's your specific situation, obviously you weren't even there when it happened. So,
Right.
normally, obviously this is going to be the other driver needs to be liable.
Right.
However, because he is no longer answering or having any type of communication, if I completely understand that you want to get your vehicle repaired. So in
Yeah.
this situation, what we could also do is if you do submit a claim, we could also fix the repairs for you with your insurance policy. So I mean,
Okay.
it's going to be it would be up to you. However, if we do, obviously, if we use your policy and use the if Erie is the one to make that payout, then at that point, that is, I believe, what Sean was trying to indicate to you that could at that point reflect in your renewal.
Okay. Now for those options there, I mean the damage is more or less surface level. It's a, dent and a scratch that goes beyond paint level. There's nothing urgent about it. The car still works. So it's more of we just want to get the car fixed.
Yeah,
So whatever
sure.
the minimal impact to us would be is obviously the preferred route.
Right. And I mean, I completely understand. So at this point, your two options are going to be to, I mean, we can certainly submit a claim and your adjuster should also be able to help you out as well, get in touch with GEICO. I mean, once you speak with them, just again, reiterate the situation and exactly what had happened. I'm also going to be typing up some notes here shortly. Just to get a little bit more information so that your adjuster will have a little bit better idea of, what exactly had happened. And then they can also help you either reach out to GEICO and or reach out to the insured. I believe that our adjusters would only be contacting GEICO. But at that point, they would at least be able to have some additional type of communication with them to hopefully get that insured to, have take responsibility for what had happened. And on the other hand, if they still do not, and if that's not the route that you want to take, then we can certainly submit that claim through your policy, and we can, you know, certainly make that payout for you. It's just that at that point, that is when you may see that reflected in your renewal, and that would be considered a claim that was submitted.
Okay. So I guess either way, the next step is to go talk to an insurance adjuster on this end to
I think that would, right. That sounds like a good, best option for you at this point, fortunately.
Okay.
And Shane, when did this happen?
I think, so the note left said it happened on July 16th at 6 p.m. We didn't discover it till a couple days later, but that's what the note said.
Okay. And were you parked at home?
Yes, we were parked at our apartment complex at home.
Okay. And that's in Sterling, Virginia on Stanford Square?
Yes.
Okay. So could you describe to me just where the damage is on your vehicle?
Yep. On the rear passenger door, passenger side, just on the door there. On the Forester. Just want to be clear there.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. On the rear passenger door and rear in the passenger side. And then for that damage, you said that there was a dent, and then there's also scratches.
Yeah, and I can send a picture along if that's easier, but it's, you know, the way that the person described it was that he was backing out and the door was opened. So there's a dent and scratch kind of combined in one area.
So it sounds like then the person who hit and run, who did the hit and run, they were opening their door and then kind of dinged your side passenger, but it sounds kind of more than that. Like,
yeah, it was more than just surface level. So I don't quite know how to describe it. A parking lot incident.
Yeah, right. No, I certainly understand. And then, yes, any photo evidence, of course, is going to be super helpful for that adjuster, so please be sure to hold on to that, and then they'll ask you to submit those images.
Yeah.
And are you or Haley the primary driver of the Forester?
Haley's the primary driver.
Okay. And would you like your claims representative to contact you through text message or call?
Either works.
And is this your best phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like yourself to be listed as the primary contact of the claim?
Yeah, I think that's best.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, so Shane, your claim has now been submitted. I'll also go ahead and send you a follow-up email, just including your claim number along with your claims adjuster and their information. We'll be able to provide you with their phone number along with their email address, along with our 24-hour claims department phone number. So again, your claims adjuster will be reaching out to you within 24 hours. However, if you don't hear from them in a what you see as a timely manner, please feel free to reach out to them directly.
Okay.
Okay. Have I answered all of your questions today?
Yes, I think so. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Shane. I will go ahead and just be on the lookout for this email, and your adjuster will be reaching out.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.